This is WERQ HD1 Baltimore, 92Q on air, 92Q.com online, and via the 92Q app on your smartphone. Non-stop jams for you, starting now. Powered by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. One show, two teams. Every third Sunday, it's Rap Attack Interactive with E. Kane on the mic and Jay Claxon providing the beats. This is 92Q.
92Q and staff are not responsible for any views or opinions expressed on tonight's Rap Attack Interactive. 92Q accepts diversity.
I believe there are some gay rappers that just ain't came out the closet.
Well, then we don't know that they're gay. Would have to be a big star to come out?
Well, Frank Ocean came out as an R&B singer, you know, and he was big. He was on the incline, and, you know, a lot of people accepted him and appreciated him for being, you know, a stand-up guy to say that he was. But I believe rapping is a little bit different because it comes from a culture where, you know, that's not accepted. But as time moves on, everybody accepts everybody, and I feel like there will be an acceptance of it. It's just a matter of who will be, you know, the first one to come out of the closet to
say
that
they'll be pro-gay rap songs, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, it'll have to be. You're in favor of same-sex marriage, right? I mean, you support all that.
I'm in favor of life in general. I have no, you know, control over what people think or feel. You know, do what makes you happy.
That was Snoop Dogg on openly gay rappers in hip-hop. Tonight's topic, Rap Attack Interactive, E. Kane, Jay Claxton, homophobia in hip-hop. Is the hip-hop culture really ready to embrace openly gay rappers, ambassadors? And we want to hear from you. Hit us up, 410-481-9292. The Q lines are now open. Hit us up Twitter, Instagram, hashtag Rap Attack Interactive, and your comments will be read live on the air. And this is not just for artists. This is for fans, anyone that loves hip-hop, anybody with an opinion, and artists. If you're gay and you've dealt with the discrimination, the backlash of being a gay artist, or if you're not, we want to hear from you too. Give us your name, don't, it doesn't matter, but check in right now. Rap Attack Interactive, the discussion is on. Q lines open. Let's kick it off with my man Snoop Dogg.
Rap Attack, 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 attack. Trick freeze.
Trick. Q.
What's up? It's Darrell. This is E. Kane and Jay.
What's up, baby?
Nothing, man. I just had to talk about y'all topic tonight. And I just had to say, like, no disrespect with people, you know, they do what they do and they do it. But I just feel like hip-hop didn't originate from that. It's raw. It's rugged. It's it don't touch nowhere near that. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like I ain't going to listen to nobody who talking about that because that ain't my style. That ain't how I do it.
Okay, but what if we have a rapper that's openly gay and he's not necessarily rapping about being gay? He's just as hard as the top artist out here, but he's openly gay. Now, does that change your opinion?
That's hard. Like, I don't think it'll work out. I don't think it'll work out because, I mean, he'll probably get that crowd, you know what I'm saying? He'll probably get the gay community, but I don't think nobody, you know, no straight males gonna hear that. He might get the women with him, too. They might be able to relate, but ain't no dudes gonna be able to relate at all. Like I said, I don't care what you're doing. Like, I don't float that way, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't really trying to hear no music like that. I ain't trying to hear nothing like that.
We didn't say you gotta get turned out by listening to it.
He came. Jay Claxon, straight hip hop. That's all. I respect the yo for doing what he do, and or if it's a male or a female.
Would you listen to a gay female?
It's different. That's different.
This
is different.
Q, is hip hop ready for openly gay rappers? Hip hop is evolving, man. Do you have an opinion on it? What's up?
Yes, I do, and I honestly think that they're not. I think that they're not just for the simple fact that rap is considered to be like a more hard culture, and you really don't see gay people rapping about things rappers rap about. So,
thanks, babe.
Okay,
we're gonna hear from more artists. We got a special guest coming up next hour as well. Man, hip hop is evolving and the ignorance is lessening. We want to hear from you. Q lines open right now, 410-481-9292. Hit us up Instagram, Twitter, hashtag Rap Attack Interactive. This next artist, man, because you guys compiled a list via Twitter, via Instagram, and the Q lines on the most rumored gay rappers. And according to your votes, Dr. Dre made that list. Yeah, there's been a lot of rumors, even coming from his baby mama, Michelle A. However, man, a genius in hip-hop is Rap Attack. Let's go.
Rap Attack, 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 attack.
The City and Beyond is sounding off. Q, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to comment on the topic.
Yes.
All right. Now, with me, I don't care. Like, I honestly have a best friend that is bi and he rap, but his, you know, the boys don't know, only his tight circle. But rap, if he were to be somebody like Meek Mill or something like that, he'd lose most of his fans. But if you were to take somebody like hip-hop, more, you know, slower, like maybe Andre 3000, who's kind of, you know, gentleman-like and stuff, I don't think it would be such a shock. But I really don't think a lot of, you know, hardcore rap fans would be okay with it, would be ready. I think that's down the road some more. But if there was something more maybe sensitive or, you know, something that the ladies can listen to more, like
Drake,
hip-hop.
Like Drake.
Yeah, Drake, he already has a huge fan base of females, and, you know.
So if Drake came out tomorrow, what do you think would happen to his fan base and his record sales?
Honestly, I still think he'd be one of the top people, just like Frank Ocean. I mean,
I think they would blow up, is what I think. I think they would blow out the water.
It depends on the guy. Now, if Meek Mill came out tomorrow, he'd be in trouble. But
if Drake comes out, he's selling more than he ever sold. I'll tell you hands down right now.
Yeah, you could be right. You could be right.
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
Q, what's up?
Yo, I was just calling about your topic about, you know, like homosexuals and the rap game and all that.
Yes.
And I just want to say that, first of all, I think, like, if somebody came out openly gay, they'd probably just be blacklisted because hip-hop is predominantly dominated by strong men, you know what I mean, and the whole alpha male kind of attitude. However, you know, being that a lot of people are still closed-minded, and, you know, even in the African-American community especially, people who do tend to come out and who are openly gay, whether they're rappers or not, are just automatically just shunned. You know what I mean? Family members, even churches are talking about, you know, people who are gay are just, you know, like possessed by the devil or whatever. You know, they come up with all these kind of things that they're sinners and automatically like that. They don't really look at the fact that they're still individuals. But besides that, being that I am a straight dude, I love women. I'm a single dad, you know what I'm saying? So it's solidified that I'm a straight dude. It's nothing like that. In my opinion, the same reason that I gave when, you know, Gangsta Rap was coming out, my parents were like, how do you listen to this crap? How do you listen to this mess? All this, you know, misogyny and all these people talking about committing all these crimes. The fact of the matter is it always boiled down to the beats. You know what I mean? As long as the beats were bumping, I really didn't care what the message was for the most part. And you get your hands up and you're still partying, which is what hip-hop was about. It was about having a good time. Then I really don't have a problem with you know, homosexuals coming out as being rappers. But then again, if the lyrical content is something that's very, I guess, homoerotic and that kind of thing, obviously I'm not going to be, you know, trying to listen to that,
right,
regardless of how good the beat is.
Join the discussion on Twitter, Instagram, hashtag RapAttackInteractive. We'll read your comments live on the air. And the Q lines are open, 410-481-9292. We got a special guest coming up, 8 o'clock hour. He goes by the name DDM. He'll be checking in as well.
One show, two teams. Every third Sunday, it's Rap Attack Interactive with E. Kane on the mic and Jay Claxon providing the beats. This is 92Q.
The city's checking in tonight via the Q lines, 410-481-9292. Twitter and Instagram, hashtag Rap Attack Interactive. The only DK on Twitter tweets, it's funny when homophobic rappers even talk about Versace and he was openly gay. You're lying to yourselves. And K-State on Twitter says, your favorite rappers are gay. I know, I live in Atlanta. Openly gay rappers, though, is what we're talking about, Rap Attack Interactive. Q, what's up?
Yeah, it's so funny how people are so judgmental, but I wouldn't mind listening to a gay rapper. You know, I'm gay myself, but when I come to my people doing my job, you would never know because I don't act like it.
Right.
So I wouldn't mind. Sure, why not? Open up.
Let's go. Thanks, baby.
You're welcome.
Q, what's up?
Hey, this is Ron from Edgewood. It don't make no difference. If you got the talent, you can get it in.
So it wouldn't matter to you if they were openly gay or not?
It don't make no difference what they are. If they doing it, they do sports, they do everything. Hey, it's what they do.
Thank you, baby.
If it's family, you're supposed to love them whichever way they go.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate that.
Yeah, peace.
Cameron made your list where you, the listeners, voted the most rumored gay rappers. Maybe it's the pink. I don't know. Rap Attack Interactive. Let's go. The society is changing, and equality is a key theme nowadays. So what do you think about it? Hit us up on the Q lines, 410-481-9292. Q, what's up?
What's up, EK? Hey, this free EK from 141, but y'all still talking about that homophobic situation?
Yep. Yes, indeed.
I necessarily think that when you think deep into it, I don't think that they're ready for it. Because in the same sense, if you're talking radio-wise, then you got young kids and people like that that sing lyrics. So it's like, will it be something that's open and it's out, or would it be something that the rapper is just gay and he don't, you know, mention it in songs? Because if they mention it in songs, I say no. But if he's gay and that's just his personal thing, then I say go ahead.
All right, got you, babe. Thank you. Q, what's up?
Yeah.
Yes, what's up, babe?
Yeah, you know, that's some hard music you playing, you know, that represents true rap and hip-hop, you know, with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Uh-huh.
But there's no room for homosexuals and their fakeness, because rap is real. And hell no, I wouldn't listen to them. And if they want to get into music, they need to go down to New Orleans and join Big Freedia. And then they can bounce around and whatever else, act a fool. But I wouldn't listen to them.
Are you homophobic?
No, I'm not homophobic, but they done already gave them everything. They get married. They can, you know, they just done turn the world upside down. So, hey, I'm not homophobic, but I think whatever you do should be done in the privacy of your home, man. I don't want to go to the park and see two men kissing, you know, because I have kids.
And but what if you found out your favorite rapper was gay? Then what? Hello?
Well, to each his own, but I don't know. I might not, you know, buy none of their CDs no more.
All right. Thank you, babe.
All right.
Q, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I think if you make good records, good rap, it's not going to matter one way or another.
Thank you, babe.
Thanks a lot.
In just minutes, we're talking to DDM, the first openly gay rapper in Baltimore, a real artist in his own right. Stay Q for that. It's Rap Attack Interactive. Rap Attack, attack, attack. Tonight's topic, homophobia in hip-hop. Is hip-hop ready for openly gay rappers? And on the line, I have a pioneer who represents Baltimore well. He goes by the name DDM.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, baby? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you feeling?
Man, it's great to talk to you. We got a lot to talk about. And it's okay. Always a good thing to get you on the airwaves.
That's what's up.
Yes, and you know, the whole city and just beyond the city has been a global response to the topic that we're talking about tonight. I know that you've been listening, and I know that you heard what Baltimore has to say and how they've responded. So we're going to talk about that. Now, I was reading a quote in from an interview, and it said, now let's get this straight. I'm not the only gay rapper in Baltimore, but I am the only openly gay rapper in Baltimore.
Okay. You funny. I mean, that's just what it is. That's the reality. One thing about me, I think the reason why people respect me is because I already know what it is with a lot of people and a lot of situations, but that's not my place to put people out there, but I just want to create some awareness. Like, it's unrealistic for people to think that out of a whole demographic, only one person in the whole demographic is gay. Like, that's the only one out of the whole city. You know, like I said, everybody's not DDM. Everybody is not going to go around shouting Killer Queen and be proud of who they are and what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's a growing process. So right. I respect that growing process because right. I had to go through it myself. But people don't believe that DDM is the only queen in the building. That's just not the case.
Right, right. And, I mean, you know, like you said, that growing process, man, there's a lot of pros and a lot of cons that come with that. The beautiful thing about the growing process is that when you actually get through it and you get to that point where, oh my God, I can breathe and be myself and just openly let everybody know what it is, then it's just such a, it's just a better feeling. You know what I mean? Because.
Totally.
But then, of course, people are afraid of facing the cons. And, you know, in another one of your interviews, you know, you said that female artists here in B-More support me all day while the guys won't even come out to a DDM show. They won't work with DDM. So it's like, you know, people are afraid of getting that backlash.
Right. And you know, the thing with that is I've always, even before coming out, I always had a better relationship with the female demographic here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems like the guys are kind of starting to come around since that interview.
Right.
And that's only because as a MC first, because that's what it's really about. As an MC, I think that people respect me and they respect what I do. And at the end of the day, it's really not a game with anybody or no rappers. You know what I'm saying? When you in the position that I'm in, you just don't have time to play with people. And I think that the guys respect that about me, whether they publicly will do it or not. Like I said, some of them are coming around, but let's just put it like this. DDM has never had any backlash and nobody has never came for me ever. Because when it comes to rap, they already know I don't pick fights, but I do finish them.
Queen. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. See, now, you said Queen Killer don't play, so I want to get into you and your music right now. And we're going to play some of that tonight, too. So we're going to get into the DDM Park Heights representing all day.
That's what's up. Yes, sir.
DDM music is called Cold. Q Lines open 410-481-9292.
Medicine for your ear, I'm a veteran. This that loud, the jar that I kept it in. Give niggas the screw face in one take. I'm kidnapping the beat, the flow duct tape. While they be sleeping, I'm plotting on how they gon' rest in peace. And my peace don't rest.
Bring that track back. Track back.
Potato, yeah, yo.
Killer Queen,
Killer Queen.
DDM,
yo,
DDM,
baby.
I'm kidnapping the beat, the flow duct tape. I post up on the street like a cut rate. 38, I shoot fresh dress like Easter clothes. While they be sleeping, I'm plotting on how they gon' rest in peace. And my peace don't rest, but when they job bless, and make your girlfriend put on a black dress. Back on my Robin, New York tax. Did it on street cred, the ghetto Equifax. I'm sick of looking by me, I'm coming for the money. My trigger finger make your insides look gummy, dummy. I think Nick to slow they roll, cause I came back to life like soul to soul, and I'm cold. Black hoodie on with the Scully, back on the block getting money. Nigga, I'm cold, setting cookies up with the dummies. Heard they were still looking for me. Nigga, I'm big up, it's a stick up, the blick up, burn your chest like cheap liquor. Y'all can't with the queen, tell Elizabeth I'ma change the regime. I never ride clean, cause nigga, I'm dirty. Shout out Westside, Park Heights and Shirley. I'm waking up early to get me a come up. Hopping out of dumpsters, putting my guns up. Getting that book from Mateo. Yeah, yo, cut it up, make it stretch out like Play-Doh. Hey, yo, niggas don't know what it feel like to sleep under 83 with fiends who wanna rob me. Life hard, not with no beat. Niggas want beef, trying to chew steak with no teeth. That's why they can't hold me. I run the block like rats on Charles Street.
Yeah, y'all, I like that, I like that.
Like, where did I go wrong? On the road to perdition for too long. Umbrella flew away after the last storm. Forecast cloudy, my hood like Saudi. Niggas getting executed in the back alley. Police be outy, girls be mouthy. That's why I never tell them anything about me. Nigga, I'm cold. Black hoodie on with the scummy. Back on the block getting money. Nigga, I'm cold. Setting niggas up with the dummies. Heard they were still looking for me. Nigga, I'm cold.
Was finest. I want to touch on something that I know a lot of artists, straight and gay, have kind of been, have mixed emotions about. You have an artist like Macklemore, Ryan Lewis. They came out with a major song that got millions of hits online. They've made millions of dollars off.
A whole lot.
same love, right? And, you know, some people will look at it like, wow, they're standing up for gay rights. That's cool. Some gay artists feel like, dude, you're not even gay, and you're kind of exploiting the struggle that we're going through so you can make money. Like, do you really stand up for what we're doing? I mean, you got artists like Nicki Minaj who really, really played that lesbo card to break out. And then, you know, when she got major, oh, I got a man. I got a boyfriend. I don't really, you know, get down with chicks like that. I mean, how do you feel about artists? Like, do you feel like they're using the gay card to kind of get some points, get some spins, get some fans, and then, but they're not really about
that life.
I think that any hot topic will get sensationalized.
Mm-hmm.
In the late, early 2000s, like around 2008, 2009, that's when you really started seeing gay culture really come out of the shadows in mainstream culture and popular culture.
Right.
And I think that it became trendy. It's no secret, and I think that a lot of people in the LGBT community would have to agree with this, that women benefit off of gay culture the most.
Right.
And that's just always how it's been. You know, it's no shade, but I think gay men love fine women more than straight men did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know, like, my friends do.
You know, like, it's no shade, but everybody say they got a bad bitch or whatever, but we know who they, you know what I'm
right.
saying? So, women have always benefited. That's just the way it's always been. As in regards to Macklemore, I think the song is corny, honestly.
Okay.
I think it's corny. You know, I know Macklemore that sold a lot of records. I love him for that. You know, independent, quote unquote. I don't know how true that is, really.
Right.
But, because independent to me is no major label help, but I'm going to leave that alone. But,
okay.
I think that the song is corny. I think that it does speak to a certain demographic of the LGBT community.
Okay.
You know, I'm from West Baltimore, born and raised at the end of the day. What he's talking about on that record is cute, but that's for the gays that go to Grand Central. That's not for the kids that's in the Paradox or the kids that's, you know, on the low living in Park Heights and Sedona. Like,
right.
That's not the reality for them. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, when you getting maced and stuff, ain't nobody saying same love. We come from, you know, like, we come from, in Baltimore, y'all know, you know, Butch Queens in Baltimore, we fight. We it's a tough, these are tough kids.
Freeze.
So I think that's a reality for what you see on Logo and CBS and NBC, but it's still corny even for that demographic. I applaud him for doing it, but let's be real too. You're a white man who happens to look nice, who's a big pop star. I mean, really, how much heat are you really going
to
take?
And it's straight. And making a
exactly.
point to let everybody know, hey, even though I'm putting this message out here, I'm straight.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And it's good for the culture, but it would mean more if Jay-Z addressed it. Or, you know, well, Kanye addresses it, but he addresses it in his rants. And sometimes you tune out of those after a while. But, you know.
Shout out to Yeezy.
Shout out to Yeezy.
Who's fighting his own battle. So, you know, we got to give him a pass because he's still working on a lot within Yeezy, you know?
Exactly. You know, but that's when it really, like, really, and that's why I do it the way I do it. People be like, you know, DD, why don't you just wear all these bright colors and be like, yes, yes, and just do the dance music? I said, that's not how you make way, and that's not innovation. That's been done a million times. Mm. If I wanted to do RuPaul, I would get up and drag and go down bun.
Hey.
Okay? You know what I'm saying? You know.
On the live Rap Attack Interactive, DDM Killer Queen. Let's go.
Rap Attack, 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 Attack,
oh,
Attack,
Attack, Attack,
Attack, Attack, Attack, Attack, haters, be on it. I'm flexing, lay on me.
On it, on it, on it, on it, yeah.
Killer Queen, Queens.
Oh my goodness, they like, oh my goodness. Gagging cause Mateo got me on some hood. Dressing all black, looking like I'm gon' snap. You would think I'm K. Michelle, how I switch up on tracks.
When I run up on ya, hop up out the Tonka.
And let that semi-auto fix your life like it's Yama. Cause I be on that Keisha, and I ain't talking Reaper. Pimpin' get me nutty on a low like Queen Latifah.
Haters, be on it, I'm flexing, I'm flexing.
tone it. All I just want your money, shout it. I ain't shout it. Haters, be on it. I whip it, lay on me. All I just want your money, shout it. I ain't shout it. I run up with the joint, it's like murder, she wrote. It's like murder, she wrote. It's like murder, she wrote. Cause when I run up with the joint, it's like murder, she wrote. It's like murder, she wrote. It's like murder, she wrote. It's like Shella, Bella, Shella, Bella, Shella, Bella, Wayne, Wayne, Shella, Bella, Shella, Bella, Shella, Bella, Wayne. I be by my B.I. With money, I don't give. Girls, give me. I call it Tisha Kim. Girls say I'm electrified. You can't hold a candle. I'm ghetto fabulous. Like Mimi and Gucci sandals. You gon' check me, bro. What? I need what? That watch. Yeah. Donald Sweat out here today. When he get me slow, so like, fix your face. What? Bands, I make her dance. But this Glock, I make her shake. Haters, be on it. I'm flexing, I'm zoning. I just want your money, shout it. I ain't shout on it. Haters, be on it. I'm whipping, lay on me. I just want your money, shout it. I ain't shout on it. I run up with the joint, it's like murder, she wrote. It's like murder, she wrote. It's like murder, she wrote. Cause when I run up with the joint, it's like murder, she wrote. It's like murder, she wrote. It's like murder, she wrote. Shella, Bella, Shella, Bella, Shella, Bella, Wayne, Wayne, Shella, 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 Wayne.
Shoe game or team,
team.
Pimp game or team,
team.
We riding in them black trucks, but they ain't riding no team. Been with them B-boys, I only rock with street dudes. You be up on them packs, and they ain't afraid to rock you. These girls be acting up, these girls be sad. Twerking it for weed money, and the Gucci bag. Keep it 100. Ain't nobody wiping no loose strings. So why you being a dummy? Your man making me hood rich.
Haters, be on it. I'm flexing, I'm zoning. I just want your money, shout it. I ain't shout on it. Haters, be on it. I'm whipping, lay on me. I just want your money, shout it. I ain't shout on it. I run up with the joint, it's like
murder, she wrote.
Murder,
it's like
murder, she wrote.
Murder, it's like
murder, she wrote.
Murder, cause when I run up with the joint, it's like
murder, she wrote.
Murder, it's like
murder, she wrote.
It's shy.
Murder, she wrote.
Murder, it's shy.
Haters, be on it.
Out.
I'm flexing. Lay on me.
Out it, out it, out it, out it, yeah.
Killer Queen, Queens.
Oh my goodness. They like, oh my goodness. Gagging cause Mateo got me on some hood. Dressing all black. Looking like I'm gon' snap. You would think I'm K. Michelle. How I switch up on tracks. When I run up on ya. Hop up out the tonka. And let that semi-dollar fix your life like it's Yama. Cause I be on that Keisha. I ain't talking reefer. Pimp and get me nutty on the low like Queen Latifah. Haters, be on it. I'm flexing, I'm zoning. I just want your money, shout it. I ain't shout on it. Haters, be on it. I'm whipping, lay on me. I just want your money, shout it. I ain't shout on it. I run up with the joint, it's like
murder, she wrote.
Murder, it's like
murder, she wrote.
Murder, it's like
murder, she wrote.
Murder, cause when I run up with the joint, it's like
murder, she wrote.
Murder, it's like
murder, she wrote.
Murder, it's like
murder, she wrote.
Murder, Shella, Bella, Shella, Bella, Shella, Bella, Wayne, Wayne, Shella, Bella, Shella, Bella, Shella, Bella, Wayne.
I be by my B.I. With money, I don't give. Girls, give me. I call it Tisha Kim. Girls say I'm electrified. You can't hold a candle. I'm ghetto fabulous. Like Mimi and Gucci sandals. You gon' check me, bro. I need that swatch. Donald Sweat out here today. When he give me slow, slow. Like, fix your face.
What?
Bands, I make her dance. But this Glock, I make her shake. Haters, be on it. I'm flexing, I'm zoning. I just want your money, shout it. I ain't shout on it. Haters, be on it. I'm whipping, lay on it. I just want your money, shout it. I ain't shout on it. I run up with the joint inside.
Murder, she wrote.
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 That was Killer Queen by DDM. On the line right now, Rap Attack Interactive, E. Kane, Jay Claxton, a pioneer, okay, because you are the first openly gay rapper in hip-hop. You know the backlash that comes with that. You know the criticism that comes with that. And you got to work harder because of that.
At the end of the day, to make innovation, I got to go to these ciphers. And I can't just show up to the cipher, I got to shut it down.
Right.
I can't just go to the show and be like, oh, this is my song. I got to give these people a show. Right. It kind of reminds you of being like a black model
in the 70s, where you just can't walk the runway. You got to work the runway. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right, so you can be better than everybody else.
Exactly.
Yes, and Talib Kweli, he checked in on the subject, and he said, quote, there just needs to be a gay rapper who's better than everybody. That's when the question will no longer be able to be asked.
Exactly.
But you saying that the guys are starting to come around, it's funny because when other rappers are asked about hip-hop and homosexuality, because the topic is just getting bigger and bigger because you cannot escape it. Snoop says that hip-hop is ready for homosexuality, to bring it all in, to marry everybody together. Do you think that now is that time that hip-hop is really ready to accept homosexuality as a part of the hip-hop culture?
Here's the thing. I think that the generation now, because let's face it, honestly, Erica, like 10 years ago, I couldn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the generation now, because it's kind of like a changing of the guard. Like when I was in high school, it was that one openly gay guy, and he was a total stereotype of what people think gay people are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fast forward 10 years later, when my little brother's in high school, like you got gay people on the student council, they like doing the fashion show committee. And like the car club,
right.
Like it's different, you know. So I think that hip hop is ready for. I think what hip hop has to digest now is I think that people had the same date when you hear gay and rapper that it's going to be hypersexual material.
Yes.
And I think that's what scares a lot of men in this business, because I don't even want to hear about you, you know. And it's me.
Yo,
you know
but here's the thing. If you were a straight male rapper or a straight female rapper, I wouldn't want to. If you were a guy, I wouldn't want to hear you talking about pussy all the time. If you were a straight female
exactly.
rapper, I wouldn't want to hear you talking about the guys that you have sex with all the time. So I think that's a balance that a lot of gay rappers have to find, is that it doesn't have to be so hypersexual, because, and that's what I like about your material, your content is complex. You feed on different subjects, and your style is just crazy. So you show that you are an artist. It's not just all about the shock of what I'm going
right.
to say something crazy and crazy out of my mouth. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, that was always my thing. The only reason, I'm going to tell you, the only reason why I really came out, because it really isn't anybody's business, but it was a growing process for me,
yes.
was because when I did battles, you know, because I started out doing battles, you know, 5 seasons, that whole circuit. And, like, I would win, but I just got tired of people asking the question, and it was, like, always these whispers, because, let's face it, my voice is a little high-pitched when I talk, you know what I'm
Queen.
Saying? All day. And you know, I just got tired of people, like, it would detract from, oh, he won, but, you know what I'm saying? It's just like I did a battle about 3 years ago against a rapper, and it made World Star, whatever, and I had battled, this is the first time I battled anybody using gay jokes, but I did it in a way that it's like everybody's going to be able to laugh at this, and it was irritating to me because I beat them fair and square, but everybody's like, well, they was trying to figure out all of these different ways where if the other guy had did this, I wouldn't have won, instead of just saying he beat them fair and square, it is what it is.
Absolutely. More coming up with DDM. We're still taking your comments on the Q lines, 410-481-9292.
92Q and staff are not responsible for any views or opinions expressed on tonight's Rap Attack Interactive. 92Q accepts diversity.
DDM, Q line still blowing up crazy. Folks checking in via Twitter, Instagram. And whether most people like it or not, whether they're homophobic or haters, gay rappers are everywhere. Maybe just not open.
We're everywhere. We're like X-Men, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're everywhere. Like, you know, and I tell people that all the time, like, especially because everybody, hip-hop is in this, like, weird, hippie, high fashion, like, kind of phase right now. And I'm like, I mean, excuse my French, but don't you know you wearing a lot of faggies right now? Like, all
hey.
Of those labels and designers
right.
and trends that you're wearing, you know, that comes from that demographic more often than not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, DDM, man, I just love you for calling. I love you for calling in and really just giving me the real, just really opening up. And you're so charismatic. And and I'm not surprised, because from the music, you already know what it is, because you are not just a gay rapper. You are an artist. And that's why I wanted to have you on this show. Because you do separate yourself from a lot of people, from the mass. Thank you so much.
Oh, my
my goodness. Thank you. Like, this is the Rap Attack. This is major. Like, y'all don't understand how major this is. When I told the kids what was going on, like, because they never, like, you guys just totally, like, made a moment for us because we just never thought that we would have an openly gay artist from here, like, from that scene on here. Like, this hasn't happened since Miss Tony. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, for, like, the new kids, this is, like, it's a big deal. I appreciate it so much.
And we appreciate you. He goes by the name DDM. Check him out on Instagram, Twitter, at GoDDM. And this artist right here, you voted as one of the most rumored gay rappers in the game. It's EVE. Q line still open. 410-481-9292. Homosexuality in hip hop. Is hip hop really ready? It's 92Q. Let's go. Rap Attack Interactive, the whole city and beyond is checking in on the Q lines via Instagram, Twitter. Homophobia in hip hop. Is hip hop culture ready for openly gay rappers? We just had a pioneer in the game, DDM, on the line. Q, what's up?
How you doing? This is Kia calling from White Lock, and I just would like to say that I really believe that Baltimore has a hard time as it is for hip-hop to get noticed, and I think by him coming out from Baltimore, it's going to make us look even worse, and they're going to really put the black sheep against us. I just think it's ridiculous.
All right. Thank you, babe.
Thank you.
Q, what's up?
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment on, like, the place of gay rappers and hip-hop.
Yes.
All right, I feel like, you know, I heard this lady come on, and she was, like, completely homophobic. And she said that, you know, she doesn't want her kids exposed to that. She would stop listening to her favorite rapper.
Right.
I think at the end of the day, people are people. Don't act like gay people haven't already contributed to hip-hop and R&B, to rap, to country, to any type of music. Just because you didn't know doesn't mean they aren't there. And I think it's completely ignorant to act as if, you know, somehow this is going to degrade, you know, children or, like horrify children or, you know, bring them up in the wrong way because they're exposed to it. I think it's completely ridiculous to act as if, like, they're somehow less hard or less real because she was like, you know, there's no room for the phoniness. Why I have to be phony? Because I'm gay. Why my life can't be, you know, just as legit? I think it's just ignorance and fear that's associated with it. People need to grow up and realize that straight white people did not, you know, were not the only ones to contribute to history.
And somebody like DDM that we just had on the line, do you see him as like a pioneer, somebody for Baltimore culture, or do you see him hindering Baltimore culture?
I think he's a pioneer, right? Because with especially with rap and hip hop, like, it starts on the street levels. It starts in the community. It starts locally. So you start seeing those rappers and those artists come up locally, they're only going to feed into the mainstream. They can only better the situation. Like, we're in an era of acceptance, and no one wants to run around scared for the rest of their life that, you know, there's no one out there like them and that they can't be who they are in public. There's no way for anyone to live. So, you know, rappers and artists like that are definitely adding to the game and, you know, helping it to prosper, not holding it back from anything.
I am tired of trying to do something or be something that I'm not. I'm tired. You know, have I lied about getting sexual fellatio in a car with a transsexual? Yes.
Okay.
I have lied about that.
Okay.
And I feel bad for the listeners that it did take a video for me to say this, because I have been in denial with this for a very, very long time. A very long time. Now, the funny part of it, and I know I'm going to get hit with social media when I get ready to say this.
It doesn't matter, my dude.
But I'm going to say it anyway. Do I consider myself gay? No, I don't consider myself gay. I have gotten fellatio from transvestites, and that's as far as it went. I've never had actual sexual intercourse with another man, and vice versa. That has never been done to me. But I have had fellatio, that's the best way I could put it, with a transsexual person.
It's E. Kane, J. Claxton, Rap Attack Interactive. That was last month. The finisher, Mr. C, who thankfully returned back to Hot 97. And we're addressing this topic right now. Rap Attack Interactive, homophobia in hip hop. Is hip hop ready for it? With Mr. C having such a long standing legacy in hip hop, does his sexuality diminish his legacy? And I appreciate the city and beyond checking in on this topic via Instagram, Twitter, hashtag Rap Attack Interactive. On the Q lines right now, 410-481-9292. Touch Vision TV on Twitter says, Mr. C's sexuality isn't my business. What he's done for hip hop is. This is the problem with homophobia. PJ on Twitter says, it's 2013, Mr. C. If you're gay, you're gay. You would quit your job rather than be real with yourself. And Saigon on Twitter says, that's why it's good to be proud of who you really are instead of lying. I think it's the lying that makes people mad. Is your sexuality accepted better when you just open and be yourself instead of lying to your fans? The topic's on. Hit us up. Q lines open 410-481-9292. E-Kane, Jay Claxton, Hot Topic. Homophobia in hip-hop is crazy. The opinions that are rolling in. Is the hip-hop culture ready for openly gay rappers? We want to hear from you. Q, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's going on?
Nothing. This is the thing I'm having a problem with. This is the thing. Like, what can a straight guy in hip-hop relate to someone that's openly gay rapping? I think when you go to a show and you go see someone perform, they relate to the artist. I think that's going to be the problem there, because what do they have to relate to them for? Like, what can they say, well, I have this in common if they're not gay or they're not speaking the same type of language? You understand what I'm saying? So I don't think that them being gay is really the issue at hand, but I just think that he's not going to get a lot of support from a lot of straight men because of that fact.
Just because he admits what he does in the bedroom, even though he might rap about the
same. No, not in the bedroom. I'm saying, so what can they relate to? You got to remember, a straight man and a gay man is two totally different people. They're doing two different things. And you got to remember, too, a lot of street guys are different from homosexuals. So what can they actually relate to? That's the thing I'm trying to figure out.
So you don't think that gay rappers can rap about the same topics as straight rappers?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. I really don't. And I think if my boyfriend was to go to a gay guy that's performing, I would think that he would be bisexual, and I think I probably would not deal with him because I don't see what we have in common with that. What is he listening for?
All right, thank you, babe.
Thank you.
Q, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? It's DJ Brooklyn calling in. Let me say something real fast. It doesn't really matter what the hell you are. People still listen to your music. R. Kelly allegedly peed on somebody. We still step in the name of love.
Okay.
But it's a bigger picture. Like, 40 years ago, we got Chase Combe and Cold Boy and all that other stuff and hung from trees. But they looked at us like we was animals and all that other stuff, right? So now we got judged. Now we the same people judging other people. When you got your pants off your butt, people look at you funny, you getting judged. It's the same situation. It's a, you know, I hate to admit it, it makes me sick to my stomach, but real is real. That's my piece.
Thank you, babe.
No problem.
Thanks, DJ Brooklyn, checking in. Rap Attack Interactive Q.
That's what it really boils down to is the music. Like, it has nothing to do with your sexuality. It's all about the music.
Got you. Thank you. Keep checking in. Q lines wide open, 410-481-9292. And you, the listeners, voted on the most rumored gay rappers in hip-hop. And take that, Diddy. You're on the list. It's Rap Attack Interactive.
Rap Attack, 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 attack.
Openly gay rappers. Is hip-hop still homophobic? Check in 410-481-9292. Q.
My thing about it is, how is it that hip-hop isn't ready for homosexuality when you have amazing rappers like Queen Latifah and The Brat that are so successful and have so much support? What does it matter what Mr. C is doing, or any other rapper, or anybody else in hip-hop for that matter, when you have so much love for these two women? Why is it different for a man? Why is this now a discussion? Why is this now an issue when these two women have been in hip-hop for decades and that has never been a topic of discussion?
The double standard.
Exactly. And I just don't understand it. For me, who I am a lesbian, I just don't understand why anything that anyone else is doing in the bedroom in their personal time is a topic of discussion. What they're doing for hip-hop, as much criticism as hip-hop gets already, how is it that we are going to sit here and judge someone else or point fingers at somebody else? What does it matter? And I heard another caller talk about, you know, straight rappers rapping about one thing and gay people rapping about another.
Right.
If you have the same experiences as straight men, why can't they talk about it? I can rap about that experience being gay. So what does that have to do? What does my sexuality have to do with being able to relate with somebody else's experiences?
Thank you for checking in.
No problem.
Q, what's up?
Hey, can I say something about the gay rapper thing?
Yes.
No, I don't think hip-hop is at all ready for a gay rapper to come out.
Okay.
But, and I think that that's really sad, but it makes sense. I mean, there's a lot of people and in society who aren't ready for gay people. And the reason I think it's sad and stupid is because, I mean, you know, I like sushi, right?
Okay.
And other people don't like sushi. And I didn't choose to like sushi. That's my taste bud. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, but yet, nobody discriminates against me about liking sushi. And if somebody did come out as a rapper saying, you know, oh, I'm gay, man, they are going to get so blasted. It's not even funny.
What do you think about the Mr. C situation?
Can you blame him for lying about it? I mean, people hate on homosexuals really badly and severely. I would, if I was gay, I would try to hide it too, because you would lose friends and people would possibly be violent towards you. I mean, I don't blame the guy at all for reacting that way.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hit me up on Twitter right now at EKane Music. That's double I-K-A-N-E Music. Join the discussion, hashtag Rap Attack Interactive. It's Rap Attack Interactive. I just want to take a minute to thank everybody, everyone that checked in on the queue lines, that checked in via Twitter, Instagram, giving your opinions, whether we disagree with them or not. I really, really want to thank DDM. And I call him a pioneer for so many reasons, because it's not always easy to put your artistry on the line to be open about who you are and stand up and speak out for what you believe in. So we really appreciate DDM calling in, checking in on behalf of hip hop, checking in on behalf of the LGBT community. We've been saying it throughout the show. Hip hop is ever evolving. It's changing. It's moving in so many different directions. Equality and acceptance. And it's inevitable that people coming from all different walks of life are going to have all different types of views. But hopefully we can get to a point one day where we're all just accepted as the same. Art is art. Music is music. Artists are artists. And hip hop is hip hop. And we just thank you so much for checking in tonight. Hit me up on Instagram and Twitter right now at EKane Music. That's double I-K-A-N-E Music. Hit up my DJ at Jay Claxton. And of course, make sure you're following us at 92Q Jams Be More. We do this every third Sunday. It's called Rap Attack Interactive.
Every third Sunday, it's Rap Attack Interactive. Connect with us now at 92Q.com.